Get ready for the day in Southwest Wisconsin. The time is 7 o'clock.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. This just in, two people have been found dead in the landing gear compartment of a JetBlue flight that landed in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. They were found in a post-flight inspection of the plane. There's no word on who they are or why they were there. That big winter storm that stretched across several states has left hundreds of thousands of people without power and has claimed at least nine lives. ABC's Victor Okendo with more from Ohio.
More than 10 inches of snow by mid-afternoon in Cincinnati. Trucks backed up on Interstate 471 for miles. The storm's effects stretching some 1,500 miles from the Midwest to the Mid-Atlantic. The massive system hitting major airports and scrapping flights. A sea of red on departure and arrival boards.
Gusts that could hit 100 miles an hour in Southern California today as Santa Ana winds pick up, raising the risk of wildfires. Today marks 10 years since the deadly Charlie Hebdo newspaper attacks in Paris that left 12 people dead. This is ABC News. McDonald's, now the latest company to roll back some of its diversity policies. It says it will no longer set what it calls representation targets and is ending a DEI pledge in its supply chains. With President-elect Trump set to take the oath of office again in less than 2 weeks, he has also been talking about the U.S. trying to take over Greenland. Here's ABC's Nicole D'Antonio.
Trump has discussed buying the Danish territory as a matter of national security, recently posting, "The U.S. feels that the ownership and control of Greenland is an absolute necessity." The prime minister has said Greenland is not for sale, and now the Danish king has changed the design for the royal coat of arms, one that has stood for more than 500 years, to more prominently display Greenland. President-elect Trump writing, quote, "Greenland is an incredible place, and the people will benefit tremendously if and when it becomes part of our nation."
Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck are now asking a judge to finalize their divorce after reaching a settlement. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Prem Meats, located in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, is the go-to spot for premium meats at unbeatable prices. Known for their top-quality beef, pork, chicken, and seafood, everything is crafted with care using perfected family recipes. They also offer fresh take-and-bake pizzas, perfect for a quick and delicious meal. For hunters, Prem Meats specializes in turning venison into mouth-watering snacks. Prem Meats and Catering, where quality meets affordability and flavor always comes first. Stop by Highway 14 Spring Green today.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
We'll check forecast details in a bit here on this Tuesday from WRCO and WRCE Radio. The time is 4 minutes after 7.
Experience a different way of living at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Hi, this is Andrea. Stop in today at 172 South Church Street at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and see Violet. Every room in your home has a function, and with the right kind of furniture, you can maximize your space to the fullest. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is now open. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon. Visit our showroom today and discover how you can achieve a different way of living. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center, 172 South Church Street.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive.
Get ready for some fun and support a great cause. The Richland Center Rodeo Committee is hosting its 11th annual 8-pin tab bowling tournament Sunday, January 12th at the Phoenix Center. Featuring two shifts, the first at 11 and the second at 2. The cost to bowl will be just $15, and you can sign up at the Phoenix Center now. This exciting tournament is a vital fundraiser for the Rodeo Committee as it gears up for the 2025 Rodeo Finals happening June 13th through the 15th at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Come out, have fun, and support the Richland Center Rodeo Committee. They thank you for your continued support. Again, the 8-pin tab bowling tournament, which is the 11th annual, will be held Sunday, January 12th at the Phoenix Center with shifts at 11 and 2.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to make your homeownership dream come true.
Today, a high of 25 with a mix of sun and clouds. Northwest winds at 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy and chilly, a low of 7. Wednesday, partly cloudy and a bit cooler with a high of 20. Wednesday night, clear and cold and a low of 5. 27 Thursday with a 30% chance of snow showers late at night into Friday morning. Right now in Richland Center, we're holding out at 4 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. It is a frosty one out there again today. Tuesday morning, Quizzy Poo Day, and birthdays and anniversaries coming up. Here's Garth Brooks with Ronnie Dunn.
I broke down and banged up, been laid up a couple weeks. Had my share of bad luck. Hard falls and drawn deep. I'll be back in no time, ladies. I gotta make Fort Worth. One buckle shy of Vegas, or pawn shop pocking these spurs. Pull up them boots, ease me down in that shoe. You find me on the track, bet it all on one good ride.
From WRCO, WRCE Country and Community, as we await official sunrise time, still, wow, about 15 minutes away or so. as it stays pretty dark for quite a long time, that's for sure. For me, I'm normally in the dark, but I'll try to see the light with a quiz in just a little bit. This is Kenny Chesney on WRCL, WRCE.
I haven't seen you in forever. Oh, you haven't changed a bit. You didn't think that I'd remember. How could I forget? We sang Bobby McGee on the hood of my car. Meadow was shown every star in that clear September sky. One bottle of wine and two Dixie cups. Don't happen twice. To this day I still taste that first kiss. How I prayed it wouldn't end. And then I'll wait, seeing you like this. I guess you never. September sky. One bottle of wine and two Dixie cups. 3 a.m. I fell in love for the first time in my life. Oh, that's something that just don't happen twice.
Truck, Earl was crying, don't you leave me.
Sammy Kershaw, WRCO, on this Tuesday morning. It is 7:16.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times meet.
Well, you ask me if I'll forget my baby. I guess I will someday. I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way. You ask me if I'll get along. I guess I will some way. I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way. God gave me that girl to lean on, then he put me on my own. Heaven help me be a man and have the strength to stand alone. I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way. You ask me if I'll miss her kisses. I guess I will every day. I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way. You ask me if I'll find another. I don't know, I can't say. I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way. God gave me that girl to lean on, then he put me on my own. Heaven help me be a man, have the strength to stand alone. I don't like it, but I guess things happen that way.
There you go. The Pride of Pea Ridge is coming up. Phil Nee with you on a Tuesday.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Becoming a member of WCCU Credit Union is easier than ever. With our robust and secure online banking, you can open your account from anywhere, anytime. Simply visit us at wccucreditunion.coop and select Join Us. Confirm your eligibility and choose the accounts you'd like to open. Already have a WCCU account but want to add a checking, savings, or apply for a loan? You can do that online, too. To compare our rates, services, and even open up accounts, visit us today at wccucreditunion.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Now is the time to help our feathered friends outside this winter. We carry all types of bird seeds from 1 pound, 5 pounds, 10 pounds, up to 50 pounds. Plus, we have suet cakes and many styles of bird feeders. So stop in at Richland Center and Muscadet to see these and many other great products we offer. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Ever wondered if it's too late to become physically active? At Simon's Recreation Complex, they believe you're never too old to exercise. More and more older adults are proving this every day. Before you start, remember to take some precautions. Check with your doctor before beginning any exercise program. Start slow. Don't try to do too much too fast. Choose activities that are fun and suit your needs. Wear comfortable clothing and footwear. And always take time to warm up and cool down. Stretch slowly to avoid injuries. Simon's Recreation Complex is proud to be a part of Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and Renew Active programs. These top fitness programs are designed specifically for older adults, ensuring your safety and enjoyment. Call or stop today. With your Medicare Supplement Insurance card, you may be eligible for a free membership, including all classes. Discover why many of the members call Simon's Recreation Complex their personal fountain of youth. Let them help you increase your energy and decrease the aches and pains of aging. Partner with Simons Recreation Complex and Richland Center for a healthier, happier you. Remember, you bring the commitment and they have the means to make it happen. Simons Recreation Complex, where age is just a number and fitness is for everyone.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has achieved the prestigious 5-star rating from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. This rating is the highest possible and places RAMC among the elite. Only 8% of hospitals nationwide receive this distinction. The 5-star rating is based on 46 quality measures, including safety of care, patient experience, timely and effective care, and more. 5 stars indicates exceptional and consistent quality care right here in Reedsburg. RAMC Health.com.
It's Quizzy Poo Day on the Roundup with Phil and Hank from WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. The Roundup is sponsored today by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Julie Karen State Farm, and Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Do you have what it takes to beat Phil Knee at a Quizzy Poo?
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in rawhide.
Hey, what's going on, Hank?
How you doing, young man?
I'm doing all right, brother.
Well, I was in here yesterday and had Brian from Walsh's here. Yeah, he was, you know, he was helping us measure some issues that we had. Get us some plugs, and you know, he's kind of like rock and roll. All he wants, you know, he's like a tape measure, just rocking and rolling all the time.
Rocking and rolling.
Yeah, he's not right in the head.
Locked,
I'm just letting
loaded.
You know.
Well,
and then
for you to analyze somebody, I don't know.
I understand that, but then you have Norm down there. I don't know what's going to happen with those guys.
Hmm. Okay.
So, I think Paul's the only good guy down the way out of those three. So anyway, I'm not going to say anymore.
Might get beat up.
I may. I was in Potosi last night. Had a decent ball game.
Uh-huh.
So
good. I was in Ithaca last night.
Yeah, you were had 9 minutes to go and I was home.
I know. You started pretty early, though.
We did. They had JV game, which I'm all for. You know, JV game, 5:30. Let's kick that
let's
off.
Let's get her going.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, and we had parents' night, some other things too.
Oh.
So it was good. But I did not get my chocolate chip cookies yesterday at home.
You didn't. We had a young man come in.
Yeah. My neighbor Andy brought in a whole bunch of chocolate chip bars.
And he said, he goes, "You never trust a bear fan."
Right. So I went home and I said, "Hey, you're gonna make chocolate chip cookies?" And she said, "You should be making them for me." And I said, "If I made chocolate chip cookies, do you think that you'd eat them?" She goes, "Well, probably not."
Oh, so where are they?
I didn't make any.
Huh.
Again, we've got the ones generously donated.
And they are good.
They are good.
They're very good.
Oh, well.
I'll
wait till the next time the Bears beat the Packers for her.
If you guys, if anybody out there sees Darryl Clark today, make sure you rub his back. He's carried Randy Mannion and I all night.
He carried you last night? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
And do you know Darryl is Darryl Clark's spot over in it's Viola? It's the only place you can step on three counties at one time and absolutely see nothing. He's only charging $8 a spot for
Sugar Grove.
Yeah.
A little higher elements
there. Maybe.
Yeah.
Something over there. But anyway.
Tourist attraction, it sounds like.
We're trying to promote it for him. I have a quizzy poo for you, young man.
Oh, what's it on today?
It's a little bit. It's some of it is on some weather. Some of it, and a lot of it is on stuff about where things are made in the United States.
Oh, okay. All right.
Is that okay?
So what should I label the title as?
Junk.
Junk. Okay.
Junk mail.
All right.
Junk. Junk quiz.
Junk quiz. Yeah. All right. Got it.
All right, buddy. Number one. What is the main factor that causes windfall? Is it the rotation of the Earth, the differences, or A is rotation of the Earth, B is difference in air pressure, or C, ocean currents?
All right.
Number two, which phenomenon causes the northern lights? Is it A, Earth magnetic field interacting with solar winds, B, reflection of sunlight off ice crystals, or C, volcanic eruptions? Number three, which U.S. state is known for producing the majority of the world's supply of black licorice flavored ice cream?
What? Black licorice flavored ice cream.
Which U.S. state is known for producing the majority of the world's of black licorice flavored ice cream?
I did not know there was such a thing.
Oh, yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
So, really?
Yeah.
See, I'm a vanilla man.
I love vanilla. A, Oregon. B, Iowa. C, Vermont.
All right.
All right. Number four, which U.S. city is known for producing the world's largest supply of rubber chickens?
Oh! I've had a couple of those over the years. I went to an outing one time, and you were supposed to bring a dish to pass, and I brought in a bag, and it had a thing of lettuce, and it had a rubber chicken. And I told the host, I said, yeah, I brought some chicken salad. She said, oh, great. And she opened it up, and what? Oh, yes.
Oh, Phil.
Never a dull moment with a rubber chicken.
Never.
Get a lot of mileage out of that.
All right. So which U.S. city is known for producing, which U.S. city, what number are we on?
Four. The rubber chicken.
The rubber chicken. Yes.
Okay.
Is it A, Los Angeles, B, Knoxville, C, Chicago?
Oh, boy.
Number five, what peculiar product is made in Rockford, Illinois, known for its unique manufacturing history? Is it A, sock monkeys, B, spaghetti shoes, or C, cheese-flavored soda?
Oh, all right.
Henry's just wild this morning.
Yeah, he's all over the place.
Yep. With number six, which state produces custom-made coffins shaped like musical instruments?
Wow.
You ever heard of that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you did?
Oh,
okay.
Sure.
A, Tennessee, B, Kentucky, C, Louisiana.
So I guess if you were skinny, you'd fit in a flute casket, you know, and if not, you could fit in a tuba casket.
I'm going tuba. Hey, tuba. No, two
tubas.
Two.
Yeah.
All right. What peculiar item is produced in Gilroy, California, known as the garlic capital of the world? Is it A, garlic ice cream, B, garlic chocolate, or C, garlic gummy bears?
Oh.
Well, number right. eight, which city is home to a company that makes bacon?
Spit it out, Hank.
Bacon-scented underwear.
Bacon-scented underwear?
Yeah, and it's
what
not,
in the world?
Not Arkansas.
Oh, man.
All right, is it A, Seattle?
Okay.
B, San Francisco, or C, Dallas?
Brother.
A, Seattle, B, San Francisco, or C, Dallas?
Okay.
All right, number nine. What strange item is manufactured in Middleton, Wisconsin?
All right.
So is it A, cheese-shaped hats, B, butter sculpting kits, or C, mustard-themed hot tubs? These are world-renowned. And I didn't know that.
All right.
Number 10. What city is home to a company that makes bacon-scented candles?
Oh. Okay.
Is it A, Bentonville, Arkansas, B, Pea Ridge, Arkansas, or C, Garfield, Arkansas?
Oh, gee. Three Arkansas in there. Okay. That was it? All right. 10 questions. I'm going to say that I'm going to say I have six right.
Do you think you got the bacon scented stuff right?
I don't know.
All right.
I don't.
What is the main factor that causes wind, Philip?
I said B.
Differences in air pressure. That is correct.
Woo-hoo!
Which phenomenon causes the northern lights?
I said B, the second one.
No, it is. Which phenomenon causes the northern lights? Is it A, Earth's magnetic field interacting with solar winds, or B, reflection of sunlight off ice crystals, or C, volcanic eruptions? It's A.
It is A.
Earth's magnetic field interacting with solar winds.
Okay, got one wrong.
Already?
Yep.
Well, which U.S. state is known for producing the majority of the world's supply of black licorice-flavored ice cream? Is it A, Oregon, B, Vermont, C, B, Iowa, or C, Vermont?
I went with the Midwest. Yep. I said Iowa.
That is correct.
Woo! Yep.
Which U.S. city is known for producing the world's largest supply of rubber chickens? That's the best question I've asked all year.
Well, it's only the first
it doesn't matter.
Quiz of the
it's
year. Well, actually, did we do one on?
Yeah,
we did. Well, no, it was New Year's Eve. So it wasn't this year.
Yeah, we did. No, we did.
This is the first of the year.
So the best question I've
best
had.
Best question all year.
And you know what? People should save that question for Triviathon.
Rubber chickens.
Yes.
I said the second one, B.
Knoxville, Tennessee is correct.
Woo!
Nice job. You, man, well, you know your chickens.
Oh, yeah, I've owned some rubber chickens.
Number five, right?
Yep.
What peculiar product is made in Rockford, Illinois, known for its unique manufacturing history? Is it A, sock monkeys, B, spaghetti shoes, or C, cheese-flavored soda?
Well, the only one I really had heard of was a sock monkey, so I went with that.
That is sock monkey.
Woo!
Nice job. Number six, which state produces custom-made coffins shaped like musical instruments? Is it A, Tennessee, B, Kentucky, or C, Louisiana?
I went with Louisiana.
It is, Louisiana.
Woo!
Number seven.
One roll here.
Yeah. Number seven, what peculiar food item is produced in Gilroy, California, known for the garlic capital of the world? Is it A, garlic ice cream, B, garlic chocolate, or C, garlic gummy bears?
I went with ice cream.
Yeah, that is true. Garlic ice cream.
I've heard of it before.
Enjoy that.
I can't imagine. I like garlic. And I like ice cream, but I don't know about them combined.
So we have bacon scented underwear, bacon candles, garlic ice cream, and what else? We have something else. What else did we have?
I don't remember.
Well,
it's probably coming up.
Maybe.
What's eight?
Eight. Which city is home to the company that makes bacon scented underwear? Is it A, Seattle, B, San Francisco, or C, Dallas?
I went with B.
No.
Oh.
It's A.
Oh, how silly of me to not know
I could not believe you don't know where bacon scented underwear is made. That young man will get you extra. Well, you will have to do extra credit
for.
Oh,
boy.
Yeah. What strange item is manufactured in Middleton, Wisconsin? Cheese-shaped hats, butter sculpting kits, or sea mustard-themed hot tubs?
Mustard-themed hot tubs. It's got to be.
Woo-hoo. So I was just drawing stuff out of a hat, trying to come up with another besides mustard-shaped hot tubs. That's crazy. Number 10. Which city is home to the company that makes bacon-scented candles, Philip? Is it Bentonville, Arkansas, home of Walmart, Pea Ridge, Arkansas, home of Hank, or Garfield, Arkansas?
I went with the first one.
Yeah, Bentonville. That's
Bentonville.
True. Yeah. Woo! That ain't bad, buddy.
Two wrong.
Yeah.
Eight right.
Yeah. What is a sock monkey?
A sock monkey? Oh. I think I had one as a kid. They're made of they just stuff socks, you know.
I see what you're. They're a monkey make out of socks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
All right. Yeah.
And a certain kind of sock, right?
Yeah.
I believe.
Yeah. I think they're really long, like a wool sock or
like
something.
Like a wool sock. Yeah.
They're good for you.
Mm-hmm. Sock monkeys. I think, as I remember, I was scared of it as a kid, but
I will tell you this: there is some sock bandits in my dryer.
I know, isn't that something?
It's crazy.
June says that all the time. What happened to the other sock? I don't know.
What'd you do with the honey?
Yeah, probably under your bed or your dresser. No,
you know what?
There's no way it could be.
I wear a lot of sweatshirts when I'm not working. They get caught in my sweatshirts and stuff, and you'll find them a couple days later when you wear the sweatshirt.
Yeah,
oh, there's my sock.
It's bad when you're walking in a store, and all of a sudden you're like, what's this lumpy? Oh, there's
my
sock. Oh, man, that's always embarrassing. I knew I left it somewhere.
Buddy, have a good day.
Have a good one. Kind. That's old Hank Bray.
Building a small business takes hard work. Protecting it takes a good neighbor. A reliable resource for any small business owner is another small business owner. At Julie Karen State Farm, we are that resource. With the hands-on knowledge that we've gained from running our own small business, we're here to assist you with the coverage and financial services that best fit your unique needs, now and in the future. We're all business for small business, and that commitment starts by working closely with you to get to know the nuances of what you do. And like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
The big snowball dance is almost here. Make it a night to remember with the help of your friendly hometown florist at Added Touch Floral and Gifts on Main Street, 647-2319. Added Touch Floral and Gifts is the place for a custom-designed wrist corsage or boutonniere. Get your order in today. Want to get rid of the winter blahs for your loved one? Brighten up your special someone's day with a beautiful floral arrangement from Added Touch Floral and Gifts, 647-2319.
The Richland Cattle Center would like to thank its many sellers and buyers for their continued support. This Wednesday sale at the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca begins at 11:30 a.m. This auction will include a quality run of recently fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, milking and bred cows, open heifers of all ages, plus a breeding age bull. For up-to-date listings, visit stadyauction.com. Don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sales at Ithaca every Wednesday morning at 11:30. The Richland Cattle Center wants to thank all the veterans for their service and dedication.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
1950, on this day, country performer Hank Snow made his Grand Ole Opry debut. He played in Richland Center once too, by the way, at the auditorium. 1962, The Twist by Chubby Checker hit number one on the pop charts for the second time. It had previously been number one 2 years earlier. And in 1970, neighbors of New York landowner Max Yasker sued him for $35,000 for property damage caused by people who attended the Woodstock Festival. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
For years, you've relied on the Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Birthday greetings to Rod Andre from St. Luke's Lutheran Church. Doug Wallen, have a great day today. Happy birthday to the best better half I could ask for. Love from Tammy. To Paul Denman today from Willow Valley United Methodist Church. Best wishes to our neighbor boy, Paul Denman. Have a great day today. Caitlin Heise from Ash Creek United Methodist Church. And also to Sarah, have an awesome day from Eunice. Best wishes today from the Richland Center Lions Club. To Colton Umbehan and also to Valerie Keegan. Happy birthday from the Bloom City Town Crier to Melinda Robb. And from the Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club, we salute Deb Ewing, John Marino, and Dan Sackman. And from the Muscatine Blue River and Avoca Lions Club, Dennis Baumkamp, Deb Hackle, and Buck Imhoff. Also to Robert Jennings, Ben Wilkinson, Lauren Cadell, and also to Nick Kelly and Daxton Spiegel, all celebrating birthdays today. Best wishes to everyone celebrating.
If you just heard you're someone's name on the birthday list, I want to talk to you today. Hi, this is Amanda at J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, and I promise I can make this year's birthday extra memorable. We are Southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jeweler for a few reasons. We have the largest selection of perfect jewelry for all taste. We treat every customer like family. We compete with any competition with the fairest prices, and we have the best smiles. Shop J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Now is a good time to reflect on your pharmacy needs. If you're thinking about switching, the place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists do whatever it takes to help you. They're never too busy to answer questions. Their goal is to be your primary source of healthcare information. With everyone watching every penny, they know it's dangerous and unhealthy not to take your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. They've always matched any price and honor any prescription program. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. And the Richland Family Prescription Center features free in-town delivery and free mailing. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. We stand ready to help you in planning a final farewell to your loved one that is healing and meaningful. The days following a loss are never easy, but we can all find comfort in knowing we are not alone. A funeral and visitation are a positive contribution to the grieving process, providing a formal time to reflect, love, forgive, and find comfort in our loss.
Thanks to you for joining us today at WRCO. Joanne is just around the corner. Oh, there she scared me. With the news, here's Bobby Goldsboro.
Little things that you do make me glad I'm in love with you. Little things that you say make me glad that I feel this way. The way you smile, the way you hold my hand, and when I'm down, you always understand. You know
opening up a great day. The news is next. We'll check sports next hour, and we'll give somebody a great prize from our trivia question of the day.
Here at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, we want to make the transition as easy as possible. Whether you are moving into assisted living, downsizing, or looking for a change, we got it. We are willing to work around your schedule. We offer delivery, setup, and disposal. We carry a variety of comfortable and functional pieces to fit everyone's needs, such as lift chairs, adjustable beds, and more. Stop into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet to make your transition easier. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 to noon.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is 3 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by the Philback Family of Dealerships, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, and Capital Wealth Advisory Group. A mix of clouds and sun with a high of 25. Tonight, partly cloudy and chilly with a low of 7. After a low of 2, it is 3 degrees in Richland Center.
At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors take a client-focused approach to customize strategies that fit your lifestyle and goals. So, while you do what you love, you know you are preparing for the future. Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Discover the one-to-one relationship you deserve. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. The New Lisbon Police Department has issued an update on the homicide investigation that occurred last week. The department continues to work with other agencies within Wisconsin, as well as the Federal Bureau of Investigation and U.S. Marshals Service. They continue to investigate the whereabouts of Virgil Thue. The last confirmed sighting of Thue was New Year's Day near Orange Road and McEwen Road in Lisbon Township. The last known vehicle Thue was known to have has been recovered by local law enforcement. Virgil Thue currently has an arrest warrant issued through Juneau County for 3 counts of first-degree intentional homicide and a warrant through Wisconsin probation and parole. Thue is described as a white male, 47 years of age, with brown hair and blue eyes, weighing 160 pounds and 5'11". He also has a 1-inch long scar on his forehead. Virgil Thue should be considered armed and dangerous. If you see him, do not confront or approach him, but contact 911. At the Capitol, Robin Voss is reelected state assembly speaker. The issue was not in doubt, with Republicans maintaining a majority. Voss taking a conservative tone in remarks to the chamber. Voss said Republican priorities are to pass a tax cut, not grow the size of government, demand accountability and measurable results with any increase in funding and increase government efficiency and innovation. The Republican leader has formed a new Government Oversight Accountability and Transparency, or GOAT, committee. Republicans maintain a 54-45 seat majority in the chamber after Democrats picked up seats under new legislative maps in November. In the new Senate, 12 Democrats voted against the resolution naming officers for the 2025-26 session, but the resolution passed 21-12. Republican Senator Mary Falskowski was selected as Senate President, replacing former State Senate President Chris Kapanga. Senate Republicans lost 4 seats in the November election, going from a supermajority that could override Democratic Governor Tony Evers' vetoes to a smaller 18-15 majority. Does voter ID need to be in the Wisconsin Constitution? Photo ID has been required to vote in Wisconsin since being signed into law by former Governor Scott Walker in 2011. Republicans who control the legislature want to prevent voter ID from being repealed by enshrining it in the Constitution. A measure to do that passed both chambers in the last session. With lawmakers back in Madison for a new session, the state Senate is scheduled to vote this week on final passage, with the assembly following up next week to place the question on the April ballot statewide. Public employees are challenging Wisconsin's anti-union law known as 2011 Act 10. Supporters of the law say it has saved the state billions of dollars. Is that true? Wisconsin Watch's Tricia Young has the facts.
Act 10 saved taxpayers billions by requiring public workers to pay more for pensions and health care while ending most collective bargaining for unions, making benefits and working conditions non-negotiable. The Wisconsin Policy Forum found $5 billion in pension savings from 2011 to 2017. A recent court ruling may restore bargaining rights, but employee contribution requirements remain intact. I'm Tricia Young for Wisconsin Watch. Learn more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Advocates hope for action to curb gun violence from a new legislative session. Lindsay Busher, legislative lead for the group Moms Demand Action.
A domestic violence restraining order bill would be really impactful. I think a suicide prevention effort would be hugely impactful. I mean, 65% of gun deaths in Wisconsin are suicide, so that would be a big one. Extreme risk protection orders, universal background checks, I mean, you know, all the basics.
Democrats picked up seats in both the state assembly and Senate, and Busher says that could mean more bipartisan support for gun measures. The Richland Hospital and Clinic saw its first baby of 2025 come into the world on Thursday, January 2nd. Baby Harlene weighed a healthy 5 pounds, 14 ounces, and measured 19 inches. Harley was delivered by the birth center team led by Dr. Wright. Parents, Tiana and Nathan, received a gift basket valued at more than $550, with donations from local businesses. 2024 was an exciting year for TRHC's Joan Woodman McCullum Birth Center, with 158 births. The month of April was the busiest for deliveries, with October coming in a close second. The largest baby born in 2024 weighed 10 pounds 7 ounces, and the smallest just 4 pounds 3 ounces. The birth center staff also shared the top baby names of the year: popular boys' names, Silas, Luke, Riker, John, and Luca. Popular girls' names were Violet, Hazel, Stella, Lily, Vivian, and Wren. Energy experts say Wisconsin is expected to see an over $4 billion investment in clean energy projects over the coming years. A number of long-term energy projects are planned in the Midwest that will either be completely or partially located in Wisconsin. One of those projects includes the construction of long-range transmission lines for transporting clean energy. Experts say the construction on the projects alone could support thousands of jobs, and when completed, they could produce over 6.5 gigawatts of clean energy. The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development has reported an increase in homelessness of nearly 4% in Wisconsin this year. According to their data, over 5,000 people experienced homelessness at some point in 2024, with hundreds unable to even find reliable shelter. The report also found over 200 unaccompanied children experiencing homelessness. The on-house population has grown across the country over recent years as people struggle with rising home prices, stagnant wages, and inflation. Two people were injured in a single vehicle crash. The Vernon County Sheriff's Office 911 Dispatch Center received an automated crash notification from a smartphone Friday evening around 5. A second call was received, and it was reported to be a single vehicle crash on State Highway 82, a half mile west of Urban Road in the town of Hillsboro. The operator of the vehicle, Quinn M. Sheeter, 18, of rural Lafarge, fell asleep and lost control of the vehicle. The vehicle left the roadway and flipped end over end before coming to rest in the ditch. Quinn Sheeter and his passenger, Abner L. Sheeter, 16, also of rural Lafarge, were both evaluated at the scene and transported by Hillsboro Area Ambulance to Gunderson St. Joseph's Hospital in Hillsboro for minor injuries. Almost 70 Wisconsin Culver's locations donated a portion of Monday sales to the Abundant Life Christian School Emergency Fund. The fund helps support the children, families, and educators who were impacted by the December shooting at the Madison School. 3 people died, including the shooter, and 6 others were injured in the shooting. Culver's Director of Communications, Eric Scrum, says the number of locations that participated is a testament to the strength and unity of communities across the state. Each Culver's chose how much to donate from its sales.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street, or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
Today is Tuesday, January 7th. David Dean Anderson, 65, of rural Boscobel, died Wednesday. A funeral service will be held this Wednesday at 11 at St. John's Lutheran Church, Boscobel. Burial will be in the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at the church Wednesday from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, donations to St. John's are appreciated. The Kendall Funeral Service, Boscobel, is assisting the family with arrangements. For David Dean Anderson, 65, of rural Boscobel. Bernice Elizabeth Creel Stanick, 92, of Muscadet, died last Tuesday at University of Wisconsin East Park Medical Center in Madison. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 10:30 at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muscadet, with burial to follow in St. John Nepomuk Cemetery, Castle Rock. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home Thursday from 9:30 until the time of service at 10:30. The family requests memorials be directed to the Riverdale Food Pantry or the Muscadet Fire Department. Bernice Elizabeth Creel Stanick, 92, of Muscadet. Eva E. Middlestead, 97, of Reedsburg, died Sunday, December 29th, at the Reedsburg Area Senior Life Center. A memorial service will be held at 1 o'clock Friday at the Farber Funeral Home, Reedsburg. Burial will follow in Greenwood Cemetery, Reedsburg. Friends may call at the Farber Funeral Home Friday from 11 until the time of service at 1. Eva E. Middlestead, 97, of Reedsburg. James J. Tidrick, 88, of Grafton, formerly of Richland Center, died Tuesday at home following a battle with cancer. Funeral services will be held at 11 o'clock Saturday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. James J. Tidrick, 88, of Grafton, formerly of Richland Center. Michelle Lynn Duell, 54, of Avoca, died Wednesday at her home in Evansville. Private funeral services will be held at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Burial will be held at a later date. Michelle Lynn Duell, 54, of Avoca. Bernard K. Ward, 88, of Muscadet, died Thursday in his sleep. A graveside service and celebration will be held in North Freedom in the spring. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Bernard K. Ward, 88, of Muscadet. Judy Ann Harper, 78, of Prairie du Sac, formerly of Muscadet and Richland Center, died Sunday after a battle with ALS. A memorial service will be held Saturday, January 18th at 11 o'clock at Gunderson West Funeral and Cremation Care in Middleton. A private burial will take place at Basswood Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Gunderson West Funeral and Cremation Care Friday, January 17th from 4 until 6, and again Saturday, January 18th from 10 until the time of service at 11. Judy Ann Harper, 78, of Prairie du Sac, formerly of Muscadet and Richland Center. John Edward Ressler, 90, of Plain, died Saturday following a long illness. To honor John's wishes, there will not be a funeral service. His family invites you to privately celebrate John's life in your own way. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements for John Edward Ressler, 90, of Plain.
Hi, this is Doug Penfield at Philbacks and Richland Center. How's your credit? Whether it's perfect or not so great, the Philback family of dealerships will custom design the right financing package for your next vehicle purchase. We strive to work with each customer to ensure their satisfaction. You'll find competitive rates direct from the manufacturers and local Wisconsin banks with quick approvals. Have you been turned down before? We have programs to help you get into a car and rebuild your credit. Stop into the Philback family of dealerships for the customers first since 1948.
ABC News on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is brought to you by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services. A mix of clouds and sun today with a high of 25. After a low of 2, it's 4 degrees at 8 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police are trying to figure out how and why two people made their way into the landing gear section of a JetBlue plane and died there. Their bodies were found last night at the airport in Fort Lauderdale during a routine maintenance check on the plane. The flight had originated at New York's JFK Airport. We're learning more about the planning that went into the deadly New Year's terror attack in New Orleans. ABC's Trevor Ault is on Bourbon Street.
Surveillance video shows the suspect placing a pair of coolers at the scene ahead of the attack, where he appears to be on his cell phone before looking up to wave. Inside those coolers, law enforcement say they found steel pipes surrounded by two dozen rolls of nails and a radio-controlled receiver. Authorities also discovering jars of flammable liquid inside the white Ford F-150 he used to barrel into those Bourbon Street crowds.
The massive snowstorm that stretched from the Midwest to the Mid-Atlantic left 9 people dead and hundreds of thousands without power. This is ABC News.